My name is Daniel Andrew Powers. I go by Dan. And, well, I was born here in Wrangell back in the 1900s. That's where you get this massive beard, apparently. My grandparents were Al and Ruby Taylor. They owned Taylor's Music here in town. And that's where I got my start in music. That's what I've done for 29 years, playing music and making songs. My wife and I sing together, and we've been including our children into that here after, over the last couple of years, kind of growing them into the family biz, if you will. And we moved back to Wrangell 3 years ago, came up from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And now we run a bus company, tour bus company, and continue to do music. We play on one of the cruise ships that comes through town regularly and have a couple of rental properties. So, I also drive school bus. So taking care of people's kids is kind of my thing.
Were you ever on a school board?
No. This will be my first experience on any sort of board. I've been invited to be part of things before, but I have 7 kids and 1 on the way. 4 of the kids are in the school system. Thought might be time to put my mouth where my heart is.
What motivates you to run for a seat on the school board?
I think having a voice in the community is, you don't just get it. You have to earn it. And I think I spent the last few years, I spent my whole life coming and going from here, just visiting grandparents. But, you begin to earn respect and build relationships slowly. You can't just come in and steal that, right? So I think over the last 3 years being here, I intentionally kind of didn't step into too many things. I mean, I've stayed busy, don't get me wrong. We work a lot. But kind of that decision-making role side of things, I wanted to really get in, build relationships, build hopefully some strong ones. And then when people started asking, would you mind running for this? Would you run for that? I've been asked to run for mayor. I'm like, I'm not ready. I don't think I want to do that quite yet. I think it was finally time that enough nudging. I said, I'm gonna give it a go, see what happens.
What do you think you can bring to the school board?
Hopefully somebody to bounce ideas off of. I guess I wouldn't absolutely call myself a wise person, but I think I have some wisdom, just experience with life and having a large family and, navigating all sorts of different jobs and careers and things through my life. I think I have a good grasp on how people are, how they function and how they grow. And I like to listen. That's another thing too. Yeah. I like to build, build relationships. So I have 2 ears and 1 mouth on purpose.
What are some of the most important issues that you like to address that the school board faces?
I think kind of watching in the school system the last couple of years, it seems like a lot of hangups are around, finances and sports and travel. There was some mix up with homeschool kids and things where they felt they were being treated unfairly from the school system. And I think it'd be interesting to get in and help navigate some of those relationships and see if we can't pull the community together as opposed to making it feel like there might be a wedge between the different parties.
What would you say some solutions to these issues could be then?
Meetings. Talking, learning, growing, understanding where each other are. I have just a personal thing that I do is, if I have any sort of conflict with a person, I don't just let it go. And time will heal, that kind of concept. I mean, time does help, but I'd like to go straight at things, right? Not aggressively by any means, but if you want to try to find resolution or find peace in any situation, you don't just sit back and let it kind of ride. You go try to pursue that thing and find the common ground. There's always going to be common ground. And if there's not, that's okay too. But as long as you try to make something happen to find resolution. So I call that a peacemaking. Does that make sense? As opposed to peacekeeping. The keeping part is you just kind of keep your mouth shut maybe. And we're just going to keep the peace. But a peacemaker, you actively go out and pursue that word.
Is there an idea that you like to introduce to the school board?
I don't know necessarily quite yet that I would have insight for that. I don't want to come in like I own the joint. I want to come in peacefully and learn from the gang who's been doing it for a while and kind of see how the things roll. I've had friends that have urged me to jump in and they have their own ideas, but that's part of listening to the community, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So the job of a school board member is to be a liaison between the community and the school system. So if I can help merge the conversations together, I think that'll be something that I'll probably initially try to jump right into, I guess, just being that someone who listens to both sides.
What makes you a good candidate and why should a voter vote for you?
I think that I do listen. I do care about people a lot, actually. I'm not a guy that's going to just ignore you if I get a text or a phone call or an email. I'm going to actively pursue friendship and learn who you are. I'll stop on the street and say hi to you. I think that the doors open. I mean, don't blow my phone up. But in a respectful community, you know, the door's open. I'm an open book. I don't have anything to hide. So I think that if people felt like they wanted to vote for me, they would have a friend that also has a voice, hopefully, into a larger process in this community.
What would you say the most important objective of the school board is, then?
It is to learn what the community has to say, what their needs are, and it is to put that into process, plant vision, come up with plans, and then present that back to the public, and then hear what the public thinks about the plan, make revisions if need be, and then vote on those things to see that the school system moves forward, rather than be stifled by whatever it is someone feels like it always has been like. I don't like that theory very much. So to be that voice to help move things forward, or obviously you have to have some sort of wisdom, because you're going to have 10 million ideas and you have to boil them down to which one makes sense. And of course, there's going to be budget restraints all along the way. I know that's an issue. I see the stress in the school district's eyes when that comes up. So to help ease that burden.
Yeah. And just speaking about the budget, mm-hmm. obviously schools throughout Alaska have been grappling with budget deficiencies, yeah. and Wrangell might be next. Before COVID, there was a 10% cap for reserves, mm-hmm. savings. Now, until next June, it's at 23%, but in June, it's going to go back to 10%. We also don't know if the base student allocation will be approved next year. That's always unknown. Have you thought of any solutions towards maintaining a school budget?
Well, I guess I did my personal part. We showed up as homeschoolers, and I'm sure the school board was drooling when they saw 7 kids walk into town. Oh, sorry, we're homeschooled. I didn't get any glares in the street, so we didn't burn any bridges. But this year, my small part is we have 4 kids in the school system, so that does help, right? Every little bit helps. But as far as future growth, you know, I've always been one that's been concerned about too many, for lack of a better term, handouts, right? Like, if I need more, just give me more. There's something to be said about work ethic and getting the job done and growing. I guess the school district's not, well, it's an organization. It's not necessarily a business, but I don't know. I'll have to get in there and creatively try to process through some of that with the guys. And I'm creative. I'm an artist. I'm a musician. I tend to have fast ideas on the fly, especially to be able to support somebody's, like, I can see the vision coming out of their mind and help kind of pinpoint some ideas to help get that done. So I'll just be a team player when it comes to budget and moving things around. But I don't specifically have any massive ideas at this time.
So is there anything else you'd like to say about this election or the school board or yourself?
I think it'll be an interesting year. I think there will be some growth. I think there will be some shifting, some movement. I don't know if that's forward or backwards, but I think it'll be exciting. For me, I'm really excited to get to know the people that are on the board and in the district. I've had conversations with most of them or interactions along the way, and I've always tried to make those peaceful. So that must be my favorite word today, by the way. Peace. I think as we move forward, let's do this together. Let's listen to each other. Let's see if we can't advocate for all these kids, because if we don't, then they're going to leave this wonderful place. And then what are we going to do?